Research. Research. Today we're going to dive into the word research, a very useful word, especially in academic and professional settings, but also handy in everyday life. What does it mean? At its core, research means gathering information to understand something more deeply. Whether you're working on a school project, trying to find the best restaurant in town, or exploring a new topic, you're doing research to learn more. The goal is to dig deeper and find accurate details. How to pronounce research? Now here's where it gets interesting. Research has two common pronunciations, and the stress can be on either the first syllable or the second syllable. Both are correct, but their usage depends on the region. Pronunciation number one, stress on the first syllable. It's more common in American English. Research. The first part, re, sounds like re as in read, followed by search, which sounds like search, searching for something. So it's research. Americans usually use this for both the noun and the verb. Pronunciation number two, stress on the second syllable. It's more common in British English, especially when it's used as a verb. Research. Here, r sounds more like r, like schwa, and the second syllable, search, is the same as before but emphasized. So it's research. Or, as some say in the UK, research without the R sound. How to use research in conversations. Now, let's look at how you can use this word in different contexts. I'll use the American pronunciation here. Professional settings. Our team's research shows positive results. We need to research new solutions for this project. Daily conversations. I've been doing some research on improving my English pronunciation. Before making a decision, I like to research all my options. I'm researching the best hiking trails in the area. So that's the result of my research on the word research. It's a word that helps you dive deeper into any topic you want to learn about. By the way, what topic do you like to research? Personally, I love researching how to pronounce English more naturally. Remember, where you place the stress might depend on whether you're using an American or British accent. Keep practicing and keep exploring and researching the way to improve your daily conversations. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.